Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, June 25th, 2024, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Superlab Suisse opens state-of-the-art facility in Basel, fostering new spaces for scientific breakthroughs. Superlab Suisse, a leading provider of innovative laboratory and research spaces, has opened its newest facility in Basel, becoming the largest private lab space in Switzerland. This cutting-edge facility offers ready-to-use laboratory spaces equipped with the latest technology and operational support services, allowing teams to focus on scientific research. Located in the booming biotechnology hub of Basel, the facility promises to be a nucleus of scientific collaboration and breakthrough. Superlab Suisse's serviced labs provide a new industry standard, eliminating the hurdles of lab construction and operation for life science companies. With plans for a third site in Zurich Schlieren, Superlab Suisse continues to lead in laboratory as a service solutions, attracting like-minded innovators to meet and collaborate. This one-stop solution not only solves the true problems of life science companies, but also benefits humanity as a whole.
Volta Metals begins next phase of exploration at Falcon West Lithium property. Volta Metals CEO Karim Usenmez has announced the start of the 2024 exploration campaign at the company's northwestern Ontario properties, including the Falcon West Lithium property. The previous round of exploration at Falcon West yielded positive results, with 10 out of 11 diamond drill holes intersecting high-grade lithium mineralization zones. The upcoming exploration program will involve soil sampling, trenching, and structural geology work to target highly prospective areas around the high-grade lithium pegmatite swarm. The initial phase will focus on the Junior Lake project, collecting surface exploration data and utilizing advanced technology for real-time sample analysis to support field follow-up. These efforts demonstrate Volta Metals' commitment to advancing its exploration activities in the lithium-rich regions of northwestern Ontario. Southern Silver Exploration Corp. hits major milestone with updated PEA on Cerro Las Manitas project. Southern Silver Exploration Corp. President Larry Page shared results from the updated preliminary economic assessment on the Cerro Las Manitas project. The study is based on an updated mineral resource with indicated values and inferred values, showing a significant increase in the project's value. The project's robust economics include a base case with after-tax NPV 5% of $501 million, an IRR of 21.2% with a 48-month payback. Page highlighted the need for infill drilling to increase confidence in the mineral resource estimate and further de-risk the project. The property is free from net smelter return royalties, making it more attractive for future deals. The focus is now on securing favorable agreements to maximize shareholder value.
Atlas Lithium strengthens position in global market with Brazilian mineral rights expansion. Atlas Lithium Corporation has recently announced a significant expansion of its lithium mineral rights in Brazil, doubling its exploration portfolio to approximately 539 square kilometers. This expansion includes new mineral rights in the Doce River and Mucuri Valleys, areas relatively untapped for lithium exploration. The company is strategically positioned to meet the rising global demand for lithium, with plans to commence lithium concentrate production at its Neves project in Brazil's eastern Brazilian pegmatite province by the fourth quarter of 2024. Atlas Lithium's approach includes leveraging advanced geological techniques and investing in state-of-the-art processing technology, solidifying its role as a key player in the global lithium market. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.